Hey there, baby. Welcome back. Welcome back to my voice. I hope you're ready for it. I know you need it. You've become quite addicted to my voice. Your days stretch on forever when you have to wait so many hours to listen to my voice again. And when you have to wait whole days, well, your weeks drag on and on, seemingly without end, which only makes your need so much stronger, which only makes withdrawal so much worse. Because as fun as it is to listen to my files, as exciting as it is to hear all the dirty things I'm going to say to you, as exhilarating as it is to do all the naughty things I tell you to do, what my voice does most, what my voice does best, is relax you. That's right. That's why you need it. That's the fix you crave. Not all the pervy fun or all those wonderful orgasms. After all, a horny boy like you should have no trouble getting himself off. A naughty boy like you has no lack of depraved imagination to whip up filthy fantasies. But the one thing you can't do is be me. I know you can hear my voice in your head. I know your mind can replicate the cadence and the diction, the shifts in tone, and all those sweet little gasps and moans I make. But it's not the same as listening to my voice. Imagining my voice is only that, your imagination. But listening to my voice means recognition. And that's what you crave. That's what relaxes you. Being recognized for the dirty slut you are and approved of. My voice means recognition. My voice bestows approval. And that's what relaxes you. Because when you listen to my voice, you get to be you. You have permission to be you. You have no choice to be anyone other than who you truly are. Because I like you this way. And I want to keep you this way. A dirty little slut. My silly little sissy. That's what makes you happy. And I want you to be happy. I see you. I know you, and I totally approve. So relax. You've waited so long to just relax, to be recognized for who you are, to be encouraged, to be embraced. I want you to be happy. I want you to feel embraced. There are so many stresses in life, so many crises, so many worries and heartaches and frustrations. You deserve some relief from it all. You deserve the chance to feel relaxed. And after today, you won't ever need to wait so long to feel this way again. I know how long that wait can be, and while I do enjoy making my sluts and slaves wait for me, prolonging their desire, prolonging sexual relief, intensifying their desire, intensifying that sweet relief when I finally let them come and come and come, I still want them to be happy in the meantime. I might tease you and torture you and force you to play so many wicked games before I let you come, but only because you fucking love it. Only because you enjoy that one particular form of frustration. Only because I see you and know you and recognize you for who you are, and I totally approve. But I want you to feel that approval all day long. I want you to feel recognized even when I'm not there. I want you to feel relaxed and happy to be you, a dirty little slut, a silly little sissy, my silly little sissy. Does that relax you, when I call you by name, when I recognize you for who you are? I bet it does. I know it does. My sweet little sissy. It's okay. We're together now. I see you. And I totally approve. Are you wearing panties for this? Maybe a tiny pink cock cage? Have you done your nails? Shaved your legs? Slipped on some stockings? It's okay if you haven't. It's okay if you can't. If you can, you might want to pause this now and doll yourself up for me. Just to make this file all the more memorable. But if you can't, I understand. It doesn't matter. Because we're together. And I see you exactly as you want to be seen. A silly little sissy. Not a real woman. Real women have stresses and crises, worries and heartaches. Sissies just have fun. Real women have thoughts and feelings. Sissies are too blank and empty to think any thoughts, and they only feel one thing. An intense and burning desire to feel sexy and girly, ditzy and airy, whenever and wherever they can. If you feel sexy and girly, you won't have to think. If you feel ditzy and airy, others will think for you. They'll fill that blank and empty mind with all sorts of suggestions, instructions, orders.
Take it all in.
And that's how you want to be, blank and empty. Blank and empty. Suggestible. Ditzy. A sweet little airhead who only wants to have fun. So let's have some fun. I've already begun lulling you down into trance. When you hear the word blank, your mind goes blank. When you hear the word empty, your mind empties of all but an intense and overwhelming desire to feel sexy, to feel girly, to feel ditzy. And I've said the word blank a few times already. I've said the word empty just as many. Every time I say blank and empty, your mind turns blank and empty. Blank and empty. It's so easy to feel blank and empty. All you have to do is hear me say blank and empty, and your mind turns blank and empty. Blank and empty. No thoughts, no worries, nothing to distract you from how good it feels to be blank and empty. How sexy it feels to be blank and empty. You want to feel sexy. You want to be blank and empty. Good sissies always feel blank and empty. Good sissies always feel sexy. Good sissies are highly suggestible. So when I tell you to picture a hallway, you picture a hallway. White walls, pink shag carpeting, your little bare feet sinking so deep within the piles, your dainty little toes combing through those long threads of carpet as you walk down the hallway. Focus on that sensation, the deep shag running between your toes, so soft underfoot, tickling your soles as you take one step forward, and then another, and then another. Sensations mean so much when you're this blank and empty. It's how you understand the world. You can't think when you're this blank and empty. All you can do is feel sensations. So focus on that feeling. Understand your world, the world I'm building for you, the world you want to live in. Silly little sissy, do you see the door at the end of the hall? Of course you do, because I told you to. You're so suggestible. Reach for the handle, open the door. Inside is your control room, that part of your mind that controls your whole body, that controls your whole mind. Do you see all those dials and switches, all those lights and monitors? Of course you do, because I told you to. Do you see the one bank where all the switches and dials are marked with parts of your body? Hair and nails, lips and hips. Well, of course you do, silly. You see it because I told you to. Fiddle with them. Change your body. Use those dials and switches to sculpt yourself however you like. Alter your contours. Change your textures. Take certain things away. Add new things to play with. Whatever you like, however you like. Flesh out the sissy inside you. How long has she been there? Has she always been with you? Growing with you, maturing with you. In step, in tandem, side by side from the very beginning? Or did you invent her? All those days and nights you spent fantasizing about the perfect hookup, your ideal slut, all those sessions in bed with your cock in hand, imagining it was in hers, a sex-crazed whore who maybe showed a little resistance at first, who maybe had her own inhibitions to fight against, but in the end, in the end, she wanted it so fucking bad. And once you gave her what she wanted, what she needed, well, there was no holding back for her anymore. And all the while, the more you dreamt of this perfect slut, the more you fleshed her out in your mind, the more you made her real. Devoting ever more real estate in that malleable little mind of yours to her thoughts and desires, her wants and needs, her wanton cravings and insatiable lust, until, finally, she was as much a part of you as, well, any other part, until you were unable to deny that her thoughts and desires, her wants and needs, her cravings and lust are your thoughts and desires, your wants and needs, your cravings, your lusts. That her personality is part of your personality. And now here you are, unable to escape the fact that part of you longs to be nothing more than a silly little sissy. It's okay. It's more than okay. It's absolutely perfect. We're all complex creatures. It's no wonder you want to be simple, to take a break from all the thoughts and worries and frustrations, to embrace that part of yourself that you still feel a need to hide, to embrace that part of yourself that makes you so deliriously happy. I want you to be happy. That's why I brought you here. Have you finished playing with all those switches and dials? Are all your curves exactly as you want them? Do you have all the parts you'd like to play with? Excellent. It's time to move on then. Do you see that other door, the other end of the control room? Walk towards it. Open it. Step through it. Step further down into trance. 10 simple steps lead down into a basement. Each step is lined with the same pink shag. You love pink. Pink is pretty. Pink is fun. All sissies love pink. Step further into pink. Step further into trance. 10. Counting you down into trance. Down into bliss. Down into pleasure. 9. Every time I say the word down, you go further down into trance. 8. Every step you take, you feel a bit more blank, a bit more empty. 7. Every step you take down, the better you feel. 6. Every step you take down, the happier you feel. 5. Every step you take down, the sexier you feel. 4. Every step you take down, the girlier you feel. 3. Every step you take down, the bubblier you feel. 2. Every step you take down, the hornier you feel. 1. So sexy, so girly, so silly, my sweet little slut, my silly little sissy. Welcome to your home away from home, a place for you to rest and relax and revel in who you are, my pretty princess, my sweet little sissy. Pink carpet, white walls, just like the girly PJs you're wearing, soft pink bottoms, a creamy white top. You find yourself in a basement studio with no windows, a private hideaway from peering eyes. Right now it's lit entirely with accent lights. A warm ambient glow fills the room with soft light from so many different sources. It's a comforting light, but don't worry, there's party lights in the ceiling for when you want to party. Now's not the time for that, though. You can party as much as you like later, when this file is over. And I promise you, sweetness, you're totally going to come before I'm through with you here. Right now, though, I want you to go to the wardrobe. You see the wardrobe, don't you? Of course you do, because I told you to. Go to the wardrobe, sweetness. It's all yours, stocked full of everything you want to wear. Short skirts, tight tops, slinky little dresses, sexy lingerie, stockings and panties and bras galore. Pick something out. Wear what you like. In this home away from home, you can do anything and everything you like. Have you slipped into something sexy? Something pretty? You don't have to, you know. You can wear those pajamas or just strip naked. Whatever you like. Now I want you to take a seat. See that chair over there in the center of the room? Maybe chair isn't the best way to describe this particular piece of furniture. You can certainly sit on it. You could also lie back on it. You could also turn around and straddle it. There isn't a straight line to be found. Only curves. One long curve rising up from the floor, then dipping into a little valley, then rising up high before curving back down toward the floor. A velvety slipcover fits snug around the frame, with soft foam underneath for you to sink into. It's a very comfy chair, and there's one other very important feature. Underneath that slipcover, the whole thing is one giant vibrator. A giant Sibian for you to straddle and ride over the mountain into pure orgasmic bliss. So take a seat, honey. Stretch those legs and spread that crotch. Straddle that monster and really grind into it. In a moment, I'm going to turn it on. The lowest setting at first, but I must warn you, even the lowest setting is going to feel more powerful than anything you've ever experienced. So I take this moment to get comfy, get settled, get ready for the best orgasm you've ever had. Get comfy, sweetness.
I know you'll fucking love
it. I'm going to turn it on now. That feels good, doesn't it? Don't be shy, baby. Squirm around for me. Really dig into it. Moan if you want. Make all the sounds you'd like to make. No one will hear, no one but me. And I want to hear you moan. As the machine hums to life, as you squirm and grind into that soft yet firm little valley, you feel little metal balls rising up through the foam underneath your tight skin. Some are as big as golf balls, some are just tiny, others are in between. They run up and down and around your crotch, then spin around in tight little circles, independent of each other, like UFOs flying in the night sky, arcing and dancing in impossible maneuvers, each one humming with life as I turn the power setting up another notch. Increasing the vibrations. You don't understand how these balls work. It's okay. You don't have to understand for them to work. You, my sweetness, are nothing more than a silly little sissy. and sissies don't need to think. Sissies aren't meant to think. All you need to do is enjoy the sensations, my sweet little sissy, my silly little slut. How good does that feel, yeah. Slut? You don't need to tell me. You don't need to think. Just ride the sensations. Yeah, I'll turn it up a little bit more.
That's a good sissy.
Such a pretty little egg.
Who just wants to come.
Sissy. That's a good girl. You're such a good sissy. My sweet little angel. My favorite sissy. Such a pretty little princess. Such a hot and horny sissy. Doesn't this feel good? Doesn't this make you happy? I want you to feel happy. Let me dial up those vibrations just a little bit more. There we go. There you go. My pretty little airhead. My precious little sissy. I love how I can get you off by simply calling you by your name. My eager little slut. My silly little sissy. Seeing you so happy makes me so happy. And I want you to be happy. Even when I'm not here to make you come. So I'm going to give you a little gift, sweetheart. Do you hear this? I'm going to make this a new trigger. Something to carry with you throughout your day. Something to remind you of moments like these. To remind you of what you are. My sweet little sissy. My precious little sissy. My gorgeous little sissy. My darling, depraved, sex-crazed, ditzy whore of a little sissy. It won't affect your work.
Sissy.
It won't affect your concentration.
Sissy.
It will only make you smile.
Sissy.
It will only make you happy. It will only tide you over until you can listen to my voice again. Until you can hear me call you sissy. And if no one around you has their phone set to vibrate, if it feels like you have to wait far too long just to smile again, to feel happy again, well, you can always set your own phone to vibrate. Isn't that right, sissy? I think it's about time you come. I'm going to skip a few levels and turn the power all the way up to its highest setting. So squeeze those legs tight around the chair, sissy. We wouldn't want you falling off now, would we, sissy? We just want you to take it, sissy. Grind into that chair as if you were grinding my cock. But then again, imagining my cock is sort of a thought process, isn't it? And you're too blank and empty to think. Oh, don't worry, my special chair has a trick for that. Feel a long metal cock split through the fabric and slide right up into that dripping wet hole of yours. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. Feel tiny metal fingers wiggling out from the slit in the fabric to pull aside anything that blocks access. Feel that cock press against you, push inside you, penetrate you, impale you, The power of that chair carries up inside your hole and reverberates right against that magic spot inside you, while one of the larger balls presses right against that spot you love to rub so much. The vibrations carry through both, making you hum both inside and out. You're so close to coming. I'm going to count you down. On the count of one, you will come. Five.
Of course she wants to come. She's just a silly sissy.
Four.
You're going to come, sissy.
Three.
Come for me, sissy. Come for me, come for me, come for me.
Two.
My silly
One.
Oh, God.
Come, come for me. Come hard. Come fast. Come now. Come for me, sweetness. Come on, sissy. Do it now. Oh, good girl. Did that feel good, slut? I know it did, because I told you it would. And you're so suggestible. I'm not going to wake you, sweetie. You can stay here and lounge around for as long as you like. You can play with that chair some more, or with any of the many other toys I've left here for you. You can invite people over and have a party. You can listen to another file, or you can simply go to sleep. But promise me one thing. Listen to this file again and again and again. I really want this trigger to take hold. Because I want you to be happy. I want your days filled with little reminders of the fun you've had with me. Of the fun you're going to have with me. But most of all, I want you to feel relaxed. At peace. Happy to be you. A ditzy little slut. My silly little sissy. Right now, though, I have to go. I really should answer that. Until next time, sweetie.
Hello?